Leaf Gamma, I've got to keep a rate of 156.5 kilos an hour. It'll take 2.5 hours for the scan crew to get here and do their deal, at best. So I've got to pump out 227.6 kilos per hour after that. Impossible. But if I keep going and squab the tedious scan, it's hours. I wonder if Uncle Neryl and Barlow know how close we are. Probably. Probably just don't think anything's ever worth the risk. Probably think divine intervention will squab our chances. Gamma has the laurel. That's the way things are and will ever be. We of Lambda just try to scrape by on our foodstuffs and meager comforts. No rising, no falling. Nothing is worth the risk of changing the hierarchy. My father found that out at the end of a rope. Nothing is worth risking death. Against my chest, I feel the wedding band of hair and silk dangling from the cord around my neck, and think of Io's ribs. I'll see a few more of the slender things through her skin this month. She'll go asking the Gamma families for scraps behind my back. I'll act like I don't know. But we'll still be hungry. I eat too much because I'm 16, and still growing tall. Io lies and says she's never got much of an appetite. Some women sell themselves for food or luxuries to the tin pots. Greys, to be technic about it. The society's garrison troops of our little mining colony. She wouldn't sell her body to feed me. Would she? But then I think about it. I'd do anything to feed her. I look down over the edge of my drill. It's a long fall to the bottom of the hole I've dug. Nothing but molten rock and hissing drills. But before I know what's what, I'm out of my straps, scanner in hand, and jumping down the 100-meter drop toward the drill fingers. I kick back and forth between the vertical mineshaft's walls and the drill's long, vibrating body to slow my fall. I make sure I'm not near a pit viper nest when I throw out an arm to catch myself on a gear just above the drill fingers. The 10 drills glow with heat. The air shimmers and distorts. I feel the heat on my face, feel it stabbing my eyes, feel it ache in my belly and balls. Those drills will melt your bones if you're not careful. And I'm not careful. Just nimble. I lower myself hand over hand, going feet first between the drill fingers, so I can lower the scanner close enough to the gas pocket to get a reading. The heat is unbearable. This was a mistake. Voices shouted me through the comm. I almost brush one of the drills as I finally lower myself close enough to the gas pocket. The scanner flickers in my hand as it takes its reading. My suit is bubbling, and I smell something sweet and sharp like burned syrup. To a helldiver, it is the smell of death. Chapter 2. The Township. My suit can't handle the heat down here. The outer layer is nearly melted through. Soon the second layer will go. Then the scanner blinks silver, and I've got what I came for. I almost didn't notice. Dizzy and frightened, I pull myself away from the drills. Hand over hand, I tug my body up, going fast away from the dreadful heat. Then something catches. My foot is jammed, just underneath one of the gears near a drill finger. I gasp down air in sudden panic. The dread rises in me. I see my boot heel melting. The first layer goes, the second bubbles. Then it will be my flesh. I force a long breath and choke down the screams that are rising in my throat. I remember the blade. I flip out my hinged sling blade from its black holster. It's a cruelly curved cutter, as long as my leg, meant for taking off and cauterizing limbs stuck in machinery, just like this. Most men panic when they get caught, and so the sling blade is a nasty half-moon weapon meant to be used by clumsy hands. even filled with terror, my hands are not clumsy. I slice 3 times with the sling blade, cutting nanoplastic instead of flesh. On the 3rd swing, I reach down and jerk free my leg. As I do, my knuckles brush the edge of a drill. Searing pain shoots through my hand. I smell crackling flesh, but I'm up and off, climbing away from the hellish heat, climbing back to my holster seat, and laughing all the while. I feel like crying. My uncle was right. I was wrong. But I'll be damned if I ever let him know it. "Idiot," is his kindest comment.
"Manic! Bloody damn manic!"
Lauren whoops. "Minimal gas," I say. "Drilling now, uncle." The hallbacks take my pull when the whistle call comes. I push myself out of my drill, leaving it in the deep tunnel for the night shift, and snag a weary hand on the line the others dropped down the kilometre-long shaft to help me up. Despite the seeping burn on the back of my hand, I slide my body upward on the line till I'm out of the shaft. Kieran and Lauren walk with me to join the others at the nearest grav lift. Yellow lights dangle like spiders from the ceiling. My clan and Gamma's 300 men already have their toes under the metal railing when we reach the rectangular grav lift. I avoid my uncle, he's mad enough to spit, and catch a few dozen pats on the back for my stunt. The young ones, like me, think we've won the laurel. They know my raw helium-3 pull for the month. It's better than Gamma's. The old turds just grumble and say we're fools. I hide my hand and duck my toes in. Gravity alters, and we shoot upward. A Gamma scab with less than a week's worth of rust under his nails forgets to put his toes under the railing, so he hangs suspended as the lift shoots up 6 vertical kilometers. Ears pop.
"Got a floating Gamma turd here," Barlow laughs to the lambdas.
Petty as it may seem, it's always nice to see a Gamma squab something. They get more food, more burners, more everything because of the laurel. We get to despise them. But then, we're supposed to, I think. Wonder if they'll despise us now. Enough's enough. I grip the rust-red nanoplastic of the kid's fry suit and jerk him down. Kid. That's a laugh. He's hardly 3 years younger than I. He's deathly tired, but when he sees the